What's going on, everybody? This is Greg here. I just honestly wanted to make episode 350 an absolutely special one and dedicate 350 episodes to probably the one reason I still podcast, one of the main components and the inspiration for why I do the things I do, my daughter. Skylar, you are the greatest joy in my life. I'm so appreciative of having you in my world. Your mom and I, we love you so much. You will be turning 1 year old today. At the time I'm recording this, you'll be turning one in roughly 3 hours. It is Wednesday, July 28th at 9:34. And in 3 hours, I want to wake you up and just say, like, happy birthday, little boo. I love you so much. Hold you, kiss your little cheeks. You have changed my world. There's something so special about you. And not only the fact that you are my firstborn, you're a girl, I'm a girl dad, you are just a delight. Seeing you smile in the morning, changing your diaper, just everything about you just makes me a better man and, more importantly, a better father. I was raised by a great dad, your grandfather, and I was raised by another guy who he did his job as well. But there are a lot of men in my personal life that I took things from, both good and bad. And I said that I would apply that to the lifestyle that I give to my daughter or my kid whenever I have one. And I was blessed to have a girl. With that being said, like, I haven't been the perfect person in my life. I've done a lot of wrong. So your father's not perfect. I'm not somebody who's done everything by the book. But I promised myself with you, I would. There will be no spankings. There'll be no yelling at you. There'll be no screaming at you, because I want to make sure that I am the best father for you that I can possibly be. And now that you're one, I'm hoping that leaving this, like, this brief voicemail, this brief talk with you, that you can always replay back whenever you want to. So if I'm, you know, if I'm not in the room, if I'm, you know, out of town or something like that, or when you turn 18 and you still don't have a boyfriend, because you know what, you can't have a boyfriend. That's something that you don't know yet, because you can't talk. But in 17 and a half years, you can't have a boyfriend. When you turn 33, maybe. The reason why is not all men are good men. And I just want you to have the right man. I want you to have the right boy. I want to make sure that, you know, he treats you as good as I treat your mom. I want him to be even better than that. But I also want you to be the best woman you can be for you. Not for him, for you. The sky's the limit for you. That is why your name is Skylar. You bring us joy because your middle name is Joy, and that's why it is that way. The reason behind your name, your mom and I, we sat and we played with a whole bunch of different names. We tried to figure out what we wanted to name our baby girl. And we came up with that because you are just our world. And Skylar Joy is just like the embodiment of that. Now, if you were to ever get married and you want to change your last name, I could respect that. I would love that. If you wanted to keep the name, that is great as well. You will always be a part of me. I will always be a part of you. And I personally love you. I've never actually had a sit down with your grandfather and just talked, you know, kid and parent talk. So, you know, maybe this is kind of like that Will Smith song that you probably, you're one, you don't know this song. When you turn, you know, 5 or 6 and you have to hear that song, that Just the Two of Us and all that, like, you'll know what this episode means to me to say it to you. And the entire world can hear it because it's going on the podcast. This will never be deleted. This will never go anywhere that you can't hear it. And it's a significant number. It's not, you know, 123. It's not 219. It's 354 reason. 349 episodes of this show have changed my world, and a lot has come from it, including you. And I felt like 350 was a great way to just start in a progressive way to say that, you know what, my baby girl deserves the best. You deserve a highlighted number. You deserve the world. And I want to give that to you. And I promise to give that to you because you are the best thing outside of your mom that has happened to me in my personal life. Basically for this episode, like, I usually, you know, have like a group show with, you know, your Uncle Q and, you know, the co-host of the show and things like that. But this one is just dedicated to you, baby girl. The joy I told you about, the first year of fatherhood was a little bit rough. Your mom has done way more than I could do. My job has dictated a lot of free time for me to be like the perfect dad. But I promise that will change. The reason for that is because the COVID. You probably won't have to live through this too much longer, hopefully. But the coronavirus COVID actually happened the year that you were born. So it's really weird talking like now so you can hear it in the future. But the podcast itself, like your pod father, Baylor, like he says, it's a time capsule. So you can hear all of the bad that daddy's, you know, done, the good that daddy's done. And even like, you know, your uncles and your godparents, they're on this show as well. They were in the older show, but you still hear those. But this first year of fatherhood has been very, it's just been weird. It's been interesting. And I've learned so much. And parenting is very, very hard. When you're 16 and you're throwing fits and attitudes and you just want to live your life, I just want you to play this episode back. And the reason for that is because I don't know it all. And it's going to take a lifetime for me to learn it. But hopefully you understand that everything that I do for you and your mom and your brother Sparky, the dog as well. The reason why I do this is because in my life, there's been a lot of pros and there's been a lot of cons. There's been a lot of things that you'll never understand. But one thing I do want you to understand is that I absolutely love you. And there's nothing that can ever change that and that will never go away. When you wake up in the morning, you know for a fact that my love for you will never change. And for you being 1 year old and you're talking and you're trying to walk and you're just the smartest, like most brilliant little girl in the world already. So the sky's the limit for you. And, you know, you bring us joy. That's why we have you as Skylar Joy. So the lessons that I plan on teaching you throughout your life and, you know, things that I leave for you, things that mom leaves for you, things that Nana and Nanny leave for you, things that great grandma leaves for you, and the world that we leave to you. Hopefully we present it to you in a better manner, a better situation, because before you got here, there wasn't a lot to be happy about. We had terrible politics. We had just a terrible time with a lot of things. And hopefully you bringing yourself into this world, a healthy, you know, baby, it hopefully just changes things, not just for us, for all the people that you come in contact with, your friends, your playmates at daycare, your pod mommy, Shan, you know, just everybody who you like touch or see FaceTime or just come in contact with. I just hope that you just bring them the same light that you bring to your mom and I every single day. But this isn't, you know, going without saying some of the funniest things that you've done in the past year. So you've blown out a lot of diapers. You have pooped so much. It's ridiculous. And then there's those days that you didn't poop and mom decided that she wanted to give you prune juice in order to make sure that you could take a poop. Now, those were some funny moments because recently you have grown to create a habit of pooping on the outside of your diaper, which I think is very interesting because only you would do something like that because your mom, she was the naked baby. So you, I'm sure, are going to be the naked baby as well. Changing you is also a task because you like to like turn over and run in the middle of getting your diaper changed. It's different for me. My mom, your Nana, said that I used to do the same thing. The only difference is I'm a boy. I'm a man, but I'm a boy. And when I was a baby, I used to do the same things that you do. So to see that, it's like, wow, this is a little bit funny. And then, you know, for me, a lot of like women in my life before mommy, they said, I hope you have a girl for karma, for all the things that you've ever done. And I have to say, if having a girl is karma, it's good karma because it taught me so much. It taught me not only to appreciate the women in your life, but more importantly, raise them the way that you want to have the women in your life be. And, you know, I've had a great example of women, you know, that I was raised by and your mom as well. Your mom is the best representation of a woman that I would want you to be. She is the most kind-hearted individual in the world. I love her dearly. And it's weird to say that, you know, the outcome of our love happens to be you, and we both collectively love you even more than we love each other. And a lot of people won't ever say that because they feel as though they can't love their partner, their wife, or their husband more than they love their kid. But it's the truth. Like, our love for you extends even further than we could ever love ourselves. And the reason why is because you are a product of us. You are all of the good that we want to put into the world. We're planting that seed to make sure that it grows and it prospers. And then it just creates fruit that just is in abounds that everybody can have and just give good to. And that's what we want for you. So I didn't want to make this long. I just wanted to let you know that every July around this time, I get nervous. And it's only been 2 years so far. So last year I was nervous because you were on the way, and, you know, I had the dad vibes of, oh my God, I don't know what's going to happen. I hope my baby comes out healthy. And even though you were in the NICU for a few days, and, you know, you and I had that talk, we sat there and I told you that I just want you to be healthy. I want you to be healthy. I want you to get better so you can come out of the NICU a healthy baby. So when you did and you started to grow and, you know, you all your hair grew out, people said that you had a little wig and stuff like that because you have a lot of hair. But just watching you grow into the little girl that you are, you make me better. So I wanted to just say happy birthday to my baby girl. Happy birthday, Skylar. I love you so, so much. Mommy loves you so, so much. And you probably won't hear this until you can actually talk, but I wanted you to know that it was recorded just for you. And this is episode 350. We may have to change the name because even though Daddy is no longer young, he's still Black, but I'm no longer bothered because I have the greatest gift in the world, which is you. So again, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Daddy loves you. Mommy loves you. Sparky loves you. We love you. And we're going to make sure that your first birthday is full of cake, watermelon, all the good things. We love you. And everybody who's listening, hopefully you guys wish my daughter a very happy first birthday.
Hey, do you have the Wi-Fi password? Common words everyone has said in an airport, coffee shop, or any public place with free internet. Don't fall victim to internet hackers while using free internet thanks to NordVPN. NordVPN is one of those services you tell yourself you don't need until it's too late. We've used the NordVPN to browse the web, check bank accounts, and even stream apps like Netflix. It's the only VPN service that lets you bypass ISPs, perfect for when your job has sites you frequent like Facebook is blocked. It's the best VPN service you can get for both price and performance. Install NordVPN on up to 6 devices, including your smartphone, tablet, and desktop, and experience the service for yourself. Start protecting yourself and your content with NordVPN by heading over to nordvpn.com/YBAB at checkout and save 75% on your subscription.